This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the fundamental precepts of this program is that everything has an economic angle. Exhibit A today in a new occasional series, Colors. First up, from a book by Cassia St. Clair called The Secret Lives of Color, is mauve. Not just purple, but the original mauve. Super bright and vivid, which comes with some Silicon Valley-esque qualities to it. The story starts not in a garage, but in an attic in London, circa 1856, and a guy named William Perkin. Here is Cassia St. Clair.
What William Perkin was actually searching for was a means to create a synthetic cure for malaria. But one day, while he was in this lab, he found in the bottom of his test tube, rather than a colourless liquid, which is what he would have hoped for, he instead found a bright purple liquid. And I think most scientists might have thrown this away, but instead he dipped a piece of cloth into this mixture and found that what he had accidentally created was a light and washproof dye in this very vivid, rich purple. Purple has always been quite a difficult and rare colour to get for dyers. But at the time it was created, the idea of a chemical dye that was being produced synthetically in a lab was completely alien to cloth workers. And he actually had a bit of a hard time trying to sell this to them. However, very luckily for him, two women decided that this was their colour. And even more luckily for him, they were the trendsetters of their day. The first was Empress Eugenie, who was the wife of Napoleon III. And the second was Queen Victoria herself. And the colour just took off. Suddenly it was everywhere, and cloth workers were falling over themselves to get hold of this dye that William Perkin had created completely accidentally. And also, this discovery of mauve opened up a sort of a new avenue of chemical research. The whole rainbow was created, you know, using similar methods.
Cassia St. Clair there from her book, The Secret Lives of Color.